This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
This is the Big O Show.
All righty, welcome back. We take you till, I have no idea. That's the beauty of doing this every day. We can do it as long as we want, as short as we want, all that, which is a beautiful thing. And if you all want to get in, it's really simple. All you got to do is dial it up at 786-322-1105. That's the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. And then on email, Orlando at Big O Radio Show. Prosecutor says he's charging six Atlanta police officers after two college students were pulled from their cars during during the protest, according to the AP. So nice to see that Atlanta. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I want to see action against these officers. They need to see that their jobs are on the line, that they are risking everything, including jail, when they are doing these kind of acts. You got to start doing things on a response. You got to treat people like human beings. That's why Steve Poherence doesn't belong anywhere on that Fort Lauderdale force. Because that girl was on her knees with her hands up in the air, and out of pure frustration and just hate, he grabs her head and just shoves it. And that right there showed me that that's a man that cannot keep his cool and was willing to take his anger out on someone that had nothing to do with any kind of his frustrations. She's not the one heaving rocks at him. She's not throwing smoke at him. She's not doing anything. She's protesting like a great American.
And he's about to walk out of the group
right.
And leave and be done.
And that's it.
And he's got
to
finish off.
Keep walking, and that clown, Steve Poherence, could not just walk away like a real man. He had to be a freaking coward and grab that girl by the neck and shove her down on the ground. That's what Poherence is. He's a freaking coward. That's what cowards do. Okay? They abuse their power.
Now, to be positive, I think her name is Officer Wilson.
Yes.
The black lady officer that runs out.
Disgusting.
Immediate.
Yeah, but you
no
see.
No wait. Right after him.
She rips into him, but then it gets to a point where she has to walk away. And she walks away because she's so disgusted.
Oh, she's about to, yeah.
And she can't do anything about it. Or she also walks away because she's afraid that it'll be caught on camera if she continues to express herself against her fellow officer. And then she's viewed by other officers as...
Also mob mentality, negative. Oh, once there's violence... It could spill into the protesters, and then you have a real bad situation.
Well, that did light
it
up.
It did.
It lit up the protesters,
yeah, that was
right
the spark.
There and then.
Yep.
Okay. Game over 954 goes, hey, why don't white people protest rich drug CEOs killing millions of Americans? I know. Why don't they do that? It's amazing, isn't it? Yakuza is a great video game. Never played it. Clarence Collins, Big O, talk to them. Protest in the locker room, and he puts a laughing face. Exactly. These cops are not too bright. They're on camera and phones everywhere. Yeah, but that's the beauty, man. These situations are exposing what they really are. And then that way you can weed them out. Very important. Very important. Too many meatheads who are cops, Troy Ortiz. Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. Let me give it in Latin terms, especially Cubans will understand. El fuertecito que se cree muy guapo. y quiere ser un policía. You know what I'm saying? Right? The guy that does a couple weights, shoots up a little bit psychotic, right? Likes to get into fights, Mr. Aggressive. Then all of a sudden you see he's signing up to be in the Army or he wants to be a cop. And you're like, come on, man. I mean, come on. You all know it. We all know it. We see it in all our neighborhoods. There's one or two of those guys that they become cops and you're like, oh, yeah, you're a cop. Oh, yeah, hey, congratulations, man. Oh, wow. Yeah. Right? You walk away. It's like, wow, that guy's a cop. Holy crap.
What's your beat? Let me know. I know not to go there.
Ese tipo está loco. You know, that's, you do, you've said it. Guaranteed. It, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for Latin neighborhoods in South Florida. Okay, that's all I can say. Can't speak for the black neighborhoods. Can't speak for the Anglo neighborhoods. Can't do that. But I can speak for the Latin neighborhoods, okay? And anybody that grew up in a Latin neighborhood, you grew up and one of your friends became a cop and you were like, wow, damn, that guy's a cop? You said it. I think it's a rite of passage for most Hispanics. At one point or another in their lives, they said, he became a cop? That's happened in every family. Guaranteed. I'm telling you. Can't speak for Anglos. Can't speak for the black community. I can only speak for Hispanics because I've seen enough of them. I've been in enough of those conversations. Whether I said it or I saw another Hispanic say it, that I didn't know the guy, but I knew this guy, and he goes, damn, I can't believe that guy became a cop. So think about it. Think about the times that you've heard that throughout your life, and then now we see all these issues with cops all across the country. That means that it didn't just happen in the Hispanic communities.
No, don't feel alone there. Not at all.
I'm just saying, I can't speak for all you other folks out there, okay? But I'm going to go out on a limb and talk for the Hispanics. And I can guarantee you that in our conversations, every once in a while, there was that one dude that was like, that guy became a cop.
Well, even maybe not friends, but hanging out, this, that, friends of friends, we're big, and you find out, that guy's a cop?
Yeah.
Are you, what? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Oh, God help us.
Yep.
That scenario, so thrown in, everybody's come across.
So if it's happened to all of you out there, which I believe it's happened to all of you at one point or another in your lives, how do we sit back now and say, how come we have a problem with our cops? We can't say that because we've all know about one that polluted the system. You know what I mean? It's a lot like the Army, the Navy, whatever. You know that kid that got in trouble all the time and then he left to the Army. And you're like, well, okay. Because you know what? Remember what the old way of when you were growing up and if your dad felt you had no hope and he couldn't straighten you out, the Army was the last resort. That was like that was like the second line of defense in fatherhood. Like if your father failed, the Army would then pick up the baton after that. And if the Army couldn't straighten out your ass, then you were done. You probably ended up in jail and you were, you know, whatever.
Well, depending on the time in history, either go to jail or go in the Army.
Right.
Okay, there was also that option.
Right, right. And if you know, if you end up in jail, whatever race you are, your race will be protesting that, you know, you were fighting with somebody else about whatever, being a gang member, a mobster, drug dealer.
I just have to say, this started with a meathead comment and whatnot. By the way, Mike Stivic is very offended.
Just like with NFL owners and organizations, it starts at the top. Some more of these police departments, these bad cops need to be dealt with. Game over, 954. Ha ha. Two guys from my high school football team became cops. Not the smart, thoughtful, calm ones. Exactly. Ray Grulon says, truth, Big O, same thoughts. Mira, eres un policía, Dios mío. I grew up in a blue-collar, white neighborhood, and I saw the same thing. That guy in law enforcement? Exactly. We all say it. Every one of us say it at one point or another. Chor Ortiz says, Big O, look up what Chris Rock says about bad cops being bad apples. Oh, we played it yesterday, dude. You weren't listening to the show? We're on top of it, man. Game over 954. Even Jocko was saying how there's some Navy SEALs that game buds and everyone looks like, oh, no, now he's on the teams. Yeah, exactly. I had a room dog in the Army, and for him, it was Army or jail. Right? Yeah. I mean, back in the – I don't know if that's the thinking nowadays, but for – if you're a 40, 50, 70, 80-year-old, 40 and on, if you're older than 40, that was the prevailing thought back in the day. If you didn't have a lot of hope left – you weren't going to find a professional career. You couldn't find a real job. Go in the Army. Your dad couldn't figure you out. You kept getting in trouble. They'd sign you up in the Army. That's kind of the way to. We used to ship off. I don't know how many future criminals we shipped off to the Army. And we do this in policing. We do the same thing. Think about that. Now that I brought it up, you think about that, and now you wonder. Okay, no wonder our police system is all screwed up. I remember guys that shouldn't be cops.
Well, you remember seeing the documentaries of the cocaine cowboy years in the 80s down here with all the murder. They were hiring whoever they could get.
Yeah, I'm disgusted in Cubans. They weren't complaining about cocaine cowboys killing each other. That's just wrong. What happened with all you Cubans out there? Come on. We should have been protesting drug dealers killing drug dealers. We should be joining the black community worried about criminals killing criminals. We should join the Colombian community worried about drug dealers killing drug dealers. Yeah, no, you should be out there protesting that. Those are some doozies, I tell you. Where did you find that Chris Rock sound, though?
YouTube.
You know what I'll do? If you want, I'll post it on Twitter. Is that cool? I can do that. I can post it on my Twitter page. We can do that, and you guys can check it out there if you want. We can replay it. You got it there? Yeah, we replay. What the hell? There's some people that weren't listening yesterday. Here's Chris Rock on cops and bad apples, okay? So Bill's going to find the soundbite for us from yesterday. It's funny and extremely truthful, right? Because that's what comedians are. They tell you the truth. They try to make light of the truth so we can laugh a little bit about it. But deep down inside, there's a lot of honesty that's going on.
The thing that makes it funny is it applies.
That's what great comedy is all about, let me tell you. Great comedy is when you walk that fine line that you're, in a way, educating or enlightening or at least addressing, and then at the same time, you're entertaining.
You touch a nerve.
Yeah.
It strikes, you know.
Because there's truth to it.
Right.
And so what you're going to hear from Chris Rock talking about bad cops and bad apples, it is so true. Go ahead.
I mean, here's the thing with the cops, though. I mean, being a cop's a hard job, man. It's a hard fucking job, man. I mean, honestly, I don't think they pay cops enough. I don't think they pay police enough. And you get what you pay for. But here's the thing, man. Whenever the cops gun down an innocent black man, they always say the same thing. It's like, well, it's not most cops. It's just a few bad apples. It's just a few bad apples. Bad apple. That's a lovely name for murderer. It's like, how'd they get that one? Bad apple. That almost sounds nice. I mean, I've had a bad apple. It was tart, but it didn't choke me out. Here's the thing. I know it's hard being a cop. I know it's hard. I know that shit's dangerous. I know it is, okay? But some jobs can't have bad apples, okay? Some jobs, everybody got to be good. Like pilots. You know? American Airlines can't be like, you know, most of our pilots like to land. We just got a few bad apples that like to crash in the mountains. Please bear with us.
There you go. And he's 1,000% right. You know? And that's great comedy. Great comedy is when there's some truth there. And, you know, he's still making you laugh, but he's making you think. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's kind of the idea. It's like, hey, listen, just a couple minutes ago, we made you think. Right? I don't think anybody brings this up, what I brought up. That if you think about your history and your life, there's always that person that became a cop, and you're like, that guy's a cop? And then, you know, years later now, we're watching all this brutality, everything going on. And then we wonder why the system's all screwed up. All you got to do is remember your history. At one point or another, you know somebody that screwed up the cop system because they became a cop. And you knew in your heart that that guy had no business being a cop. Never happened to me with a woman. But with a guy, a couple times. And I was like, damn, that guy's a cop? Yeah. Not good. That no good, man. That guy's a cop? Oh, good.
You know what? Hearing Chris Rock, man, Mrs. Show, the show he used to have on HBO, and if you remember, his DJ was Grandmaster Flash.
Oh, yes, 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 definitely. No doubt. No doubt about that. We do want to remind you about EJD Construction. We love talking about Eric, a proud sponsor of our show, watches and listens all the time when he's in the vehicle. He's probably watching and listening right now. Follow them, by the way, at EJDConstruction.com and call Eric and tell him that I sent you, 305-318-4978. In fact, one of our listeners just finished the job that they signed up for a couple months ago. They had an addition built to their house because their family expanded. And so you might be doing the same thing. You might want to improve that man cave. Listen, you won't be going to a lot of games this year, right? So I've been mentioning this, and we had a listener that wanted to improve their man cave because he's not going to games this year. So he wanted to make sure that his home experience was going to be better this year. So he called EJD Construction. I think he told me 5 TVs or 6, something like that. I don't know. He put like 5 or 6 TVs in his man cave. You want to do the same thing? Call EJD Construction, man. They'll have those TVs coming out of the floor and the roof and the walls or whatever. I mean, really, you want to improve the bar, the kitchen, you name it. You want to put a fountain in the front yard. I don't care what you want to do. Call EJD Construction, 305-318-4978. Make sure you tell Eric that Big O sent you, and they'll take care of you. I promise you on that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. When we come back, I got to give some props to someone that I rarely give props to for being a decent human being, because he's probably not a decent human being, but he's doing something very decent. That's next.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNogoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.